Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome
back.
That
conversation's over.
That's over. Good thing you can't hear. But they get mad that they can't hear us on this on the Twitch in the break because they can hear the other shows in the break.
Yeah, your best friend Richard Lance last week was talking about, Del, for the love of, please let the Twitch be heard. Turn down the commercials. Richard, that's for self-preservation. That's why the Twitch isn't up.
How do you think we still have a job here, Richard?
Yeah, I thought he wanted the commercials.
He wanted them muted because he assumed your mics would be up and you would talk.
I thought he'd have to hear a Texas Grill shot because Pits and Spits somehow hurt him one time.
I think it's because he'd love to hear the conversation.
Oh, is that guy are you a snowflake or what?
How about my wife goes, I told her what I had Friday when Kobos brought up the smoked boudin,
so good.
Mac and cheese, brisket quesadilla. All that stuff is inside a quesadilla. So she goes, that's just too much. I said, what are you talking about? You don't need macaroni and cheese inside a quesadilla. I said, you don't, but we do. And America
why is
does.
She trying to tell people what they need in their lives.
Quit trying to be in other people's business about just because you eat your same old salad and salt and pepper chicken and you're in the best shape of your life doesn't even mean that we all have to be.
No.
Grilled mac and cheese with brisket, with boudin. Why do you eat mac and cheese instead of quesadilla? Because it's better that way.
Uh-huh.
Raul told us how he did his cheese for the mac and cheese. Sounds great. Sounds delicious. Stand on my bit. You know what? As a matter of fact, why weren't there something like he could have also, if he wanted to, put flaming hot Cheetos in there? Just add a little crunch if you wanted to. Actually,
you wanted dust or you wanted actual Cheetos? You want the Cheeto dust or Cheetos themselves?
Perfect. Don't even talk to her.
You wanted some dust.
Raul.
Add some spice to
cooking. Don't try to. Now you are getting a little out of line.
Me?
Yeah.
That's my wife.
You want him to burn it now. Oh, hey, put some Cheetos in there. And by the way, make it dry.
No. I like what he's doing already.
He catches that from non-friends.
Yeah,
why would you do that to
Raul
him all the
catches
time?
That, you know he catches that heat all the time.
No, I'm talking
right?
to you.
No, I'm talking about
no,
you.
No, Raul does too. Raul's like, dude, I catch heat for posting pictures all the time.
Yeah.
People don't like his smoke ring because he goes hot and fast. There is no smoke ring. This doesn't look like. He catches stuff all the time. That guy does it for a living, and he sees what it's like. But anyway, for someone else to tell me, that doesn't need mac and cheese in there, then you don't have to order it. Then don't order a mac and cheese inside your quesadilla with a brisket and boudin.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Don't tell people what they need. This is America.
Did you say this to her?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
You know what?
Well,
you should have.
Thanks for reminding me. I'm just going to start implementing that.
It's funny to me.
What are you doing? You don't need to have that. She hit me with that.
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
Little piece of cake. I'm trying to eat better now. She's like, what are you doing? She could hear me in the refrigerator. What are you getting? And then play it, Dell.
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
It's funny to me to hear a woman talk about
quesadillas.
It's funny to hear a female talk.
Actually, you dropped female.
Browns.
That wouldn't infuriate
her. Female. Yeah.
Female's even,
even worse. Yeah.
It's even worse sounding. It's funny for me to hear a female talk about comfort food. Quesadillas.
713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN. Basically, a rundown of the weekend. Everything sucked. Astros sucked. Zach Greinke was the only highlight of the weekend. Zach Greinke was basically the highlight of the only thing that we had that we could cling to.
And you should have felt good as a Rocket fan. The Wolves gave you something. They beat the Heat. And then the Rockets give it right back by beating the Magic.
They're beating the team that they have to lose to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a double whammy right there.
Somebody who hit us up on Twitter didn't – I don't think they thought, they didn't realize we understood. They said, you know that basketball changed the a few years ago, changed the top three all have the same odds. No, we get that. We want them to be number one, meaning last place, because it is pretty bunched up. One through four is pretty bunched up. And if you're not, you can't take any chances of being number four, and you don't want to take any chances of being number five. So that's why we say we just want there to be a no doubt one through
six. Yeah, because the Rockets will probably continue to try hard late in the year. We want them to be so clear that they're not going to fall out of top three that winning a game late against some team who's resting players doesn't mean anything.
Well, according to Twitter, I saw the list.
Oh, my God.
They do have the toughest schedule remaining.
Except that are those teams going to be playing hard late in the year if they got things cinched up?
Shut up, guys. Shut up. None of that matters.
Ooh.
Yannette Garcia is on OnlyFans now.
Oh, you almost spilled
your
coffee.
That weather lady? Remember her?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we remember
her. She's on an OnlyFans.
Yeah, but is she just, you know, putting up normal pictures? She, as you, as John would say, do stuff.
No, she's got a Belfie out there.
Oh, a butt selfie?
What's that?
It's a butt selfie.
Butt selfie.
Oh, a Belfie. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, but the question is Yannette getting so many people signing up that she doesn't have to do anything more than Instagram photos?
Yeah, right.
You have to hope that at some point.
Are you kidding? If you're hot and you have an OnlyFans account, you don't have to do anything in life anymore. You're done.
No, the point
is. That's how bad it is for men.
No.
We can't have an OnlyFans where we don't have to work
anymore.
What he's
saying is she, without doing anything, is she getting followers? Or does she, you know what? You don't have to try as hard if you've got a bunch of followers.
What do you think? Yeah.
So it's not that exciting for some people who like that sort of thing. No. If all she's doing is posting Instagram photos.
That's all she's going to do. Well, then she knows she can make money.
Then what's the deal? Who cares?
How did you find out about this?
Because
he has an alert.
James, this guy named
James. An alert? Whoever gets on OnlyFans?
Yes.
We were both tagged 36 minutes ago.
That's your alert.
I honestly don't. You must have that guy blocked. Because there's no way that you should have missed this picture.
I know. I don't.
No, John Granato doesn't miss pictures like this.
I don't care about that.
He's in love with one person and one person only. He doesn't care about Yannette Garcia.
That doesn't mean anything.
John will tell you.
One person, one person only, too. I respect Yanez's ability to
make an OnlyFans
account.
Well, if you respect it, are you getting a real name?
Yannette,
not Yanez.
Yanez's.
I respect her. What's her name again?
Like I said, something.
Good Lord.
The weather lady.
She charges $20 per month.
And from what I've been told,
she has a million fans.
It's only Instagram types photos, so you're not getting anything special.
Of course you're not going to. And guess what? Let's say it's a disappointing conversion rate of only 10,000. So start doing the math on 10,000
times 20.
She now is going to make
200,000
a month. 200,000
a month. A month.
Whatever she has to cut.
But she's going to get way more than 10,000.
Yeah.
If at the worst case scenario, 10,000, 200,000 a month. Why would you can't possibly, this is the world we live in now. Her company that was employing her as a weather person, like, we'll give you 600 million. I mean, we'll give you 600,000 per year. 600,000? Why would I stay here for that trashy ass amount? You know what's great?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help us as men. We're going to start rising up because who else can fill the jobs now? All the jobs will be
you
gone.
You want to be a weather
the
person?
The hottest weather people. I will try. I'll say, hey, guys, looks like some rain's coming.
You think you're going to be a weatherman now because Yannette Garcia's on OnlyFans?
No, but somebody, a young man who's not that good looking.
You're worried about that guy?
OnlyFans. Yeah, at least somebody else is going to get a chance to have a job, and it's going to be about his competency or her competency as a meteorologist. Not just being the
and what you're underestimating is it won't just be monthly subscriptions. There also is a pay per service for extra pictures or video that she can throw in there as well. So sure,
but she was going to keep it classy though.
But even still, some guys look. This is something special that you can only get.
And so then, she will make $2 million a year. We're all on board that she is now a minimum of $2 million a year for the next 5 years.
She's got to cut OnlyFans in.
As long as OnlyFans stays around.
Does OnlyFans have draft? Like, is there any chance that I could get 10,000 people to watch me do drafts?
You should ask.
Talk.
Put on your Instagram. Would you guys like me to make an OnlyFans and see the poll?
You know what they're going to say?
I'll get bad comments.
I know you will, but that's the point.
I don't want to do that, Dale.
My OnlyFans draft. Mock draft.
Only found on OnlyFans.
Only found on OnlyFans.
What you should probably do is use Patreon because OnlyFans is always going to imply that you're going to do stuff other than draft stuff.
Don't care. Maybe they're coming in for that.
This is my.
And I'll always tease him. I'll be like,
he goes, this is my. Look at him. Look at what he's doing. This is my mock draft.
He's doing a Belfie to the... So let me ask you this. What's the conversion rate?
You should superimpose your mock draft onto your Belfie.
Yeah. What is your... Oh, God. Here's my first pick.
Yeah.
Here's my second pick.
Do that.
See you next week, guys.
What's the conversion rate if Yannette Garcia gets $20 a month? What does Lance get?
For his OnlyFans?
For a nickel?
Like a nickel? I'm only charging $10.
Like about a dime a month?
No, 10. If I get 20,000 people at $10 a piece,
you're not getting 20,000 people for draft stuff.
If that does happen, I'm leaving.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
Thank you. Goodbye. Huh?
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
Are you worried about having to fill this seat?
84,000.
No, not really.
If I get 20,000 at $10.
I'm just trying to ask him how many people from Twitter do you think you could convert to OnlyFans?
Less than 1%. Way less than 1%.
Yeah. Like if you charge $5 for draft content, how many people do you think
if
could
I could
convert?
Get 1,000 people? At $5, $5,000, that's a nice little extra bump.
Like today, I'm going to walk you through my evaluation of Kyle Pitts,
okay.
Stuff like that.
If I could get 5,000 at 5,000 people at $6, oh, we're talking now. 30? So long, John. AJ will be like, when are you coming in? I don't know. I guess whenever the draft's over. I'm busy showing my stuff to people on OnlyFans.
My 5,000 at 30,000. You make $360,000 a year. Yeah, you're out of here.
I'm done.
Beat it.
Guess
but
what?
Draft season is on.
By the way, the draft doesn't last. What
it's
are you
not
doing
12
in the
months.
What are you doing in August?
You guys want to see something hot? Maybe you can see this catch radius.
I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna tell you to do? Don't use that voice. It's going to turn people off.
That's what they do on OnlyFans.
I know,
probably.
But no one's looking for you to do that.
You know what that voice is? The 1-900 call, the party line type stuff, because I wouldn't even know what it sounds like. But remember,
of course
hey
not.
Guys, maybe you would have talked to me and my hot friends at 1-900. I don't.
You know,
I don't know?
You know,
you don't want to?
I'm glad John was silent because I was being silent so I could capture that. And save that for another.
No,
Del. Yes. No, yes. Hey, guys. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to get Tyler to erase it.
He can't erase it. He doesn't. You can't erase something that's always
Tyler
recorded.
Can erase it. I'm going to give Tyler literally $50 to erase
hey,
it.
Hey, guys. I'm going to. You want to see some hot stuff? Yes, I do, because we'll play this all the time now.
No, that doesn't need to be on there. By the way. The UEFA president announced all players in the Super League would be banned from their national
team. I told you. They're
going
to fight
it. Just announced
30
minutes ago, like, oh, you're going to be on a super team? Then don't come trying to play for Germany. Don't come, although there's no German teams yet.
Spain.
Don't come trying to play for the
See,
English
this
national
is exactly
team.
What happened with, as a matter of fact, this is what happened with Greg Norman when he tried to start his own golf league, when he tried to start a super PGA. And
he tried to start a super PGA?
Yeah.
How long ago was
it? This was not that long ago. It was just a few years ago.
It didn't get much traction.
It didn't get much traction at all. But Norman tried to do that, and Phil and Tiger both said, nah, we're not going to do that. And it just went away. And if, in fact, you can't, if you're going to be on these teams, let me tell you, you're going to be on Real Madrid or Man City or Man U, and you can't play in your team's World Cup team?
Now, he can't ban them from World Cup because that's a FIFA thing. He can ban them from the Euros, which is a UEFA thing.
Oh, okay.
Like the Euro Championship, which is coming up whenever. He said, nah, you guys can't play in this. That's what he could do. FIFA would have to step
would
in and ban him from World Cup.
Would that be enough of a deterrent?
Not being able to win your European Championship?
Yeah.
I'm sure the national team clubs are like, guys, could you rethink that? Because some of our best players can't play in this. So it's a ploy. We'll see if the teams bend to their will that because UEFA also announced their revisions to the Champions League today too. Like so they had plans in place. But yeah, it's a thing. Hey guys, you plan this, you can't play in Europe's biggest tournament. It's gonna be a negotiation.
All right. It's 8-914 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 to get in here. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 918 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Don't start sending Yannick Garcia pictures now, okay? It's unacceptable behavior to all of you.
Said John Granato.
Yeah, Brother Bear. Thanks for nothing. What is this? This is totally unacceptable behavior by our listeners.
No, I appreciate it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I could find these pictures myself, but if they're just going to send them to me, I'm good.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I would
make things easy for us.
I mean, it's a picture that doesn't even show her face, which is, I don't know, it's
disrespectful.
Little, yeah, disrespectful. I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
Oh, she is. She is. But I mean, she's just not body parts. From behind for some reason. Yeah, I'm never not sure see her
why.
Face.
I'm not sure why I don't ever see her face because she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Can y'all name these five? Coming up, it's easy. Eric Johnson, Londell Drew, Patrick Fleming, Marquez Nixon, and Tyson Freeman.
Those aren't real people. They're definitely not draft prospects.
They're draft prospects.
No. Londell Drew could play potentially at Western Kentucky. Patrick Fleming, I would think, would be... Patrick Fleming might be a punter. Here's where Eric Johnson would be an ACC offensive tackle. Londell Drew would be a tackle at UMass or... possibly Western Kentucky. Patrick Fleming, I think, is going to be a quarterback starter at UConn. Marquez Nixon is a corner. Tyson Freeman is a wide receiver.
There it is. Out of Tulsa?
No, I'd say Tyson Freeman is an SEC.
He's in the SEC?
Marquez Nixon might play at Colorado as a corner.
Yeah.
Patrick Fleming is a second string. I don't even think Patrick Fleming is
so
a
for whatever reason... This morning, they put out a video. I don't know. People think that Tyson Campbell is going to be around in the third round.
As a Georgia cornerback.
Georgia cornerback.
No, I think that's not a wet dream.
What'd you think of him?
Good. He thought he was.
He's 6'2". He ain't going to be around in the third round, people.
No, and he runs in the 4.3s.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, no, he's a top 50 pick.
See, this is who did this.
He's a
fan
corner.
Nation, Texans Daily.
Yeah, no.
Nice job.
Not. I'll have it coming out. I'll have targets for you on SportsMap.
Give me one.
Third round corner. You want third round corner?
Well, no. I want a first round corner for the Texans.
Well, no, but do you want a legitimate third round potential corner?
Yes.
To look for? Okay, Paulson Adebo. Played at Stanford.
Yeah. You mentioned him before.
Yep. I think he is a legitimate third round cornerback.
What's his measurables?
Should be higher. He's like 6'1.5", ran in the 4.4s, did not play last year, opted out. In 2019, wasn't all that good. 2018, he was incredible. So you basically have 1 year where he wasn't as good, and the next year he opted out. I love that one. I think another one in the third round could be Robert Rochelle from Central Arkansas. Those are third-round guys. I would love it if Milifonwu from Syracuse could last there, but I don't think he's going to. I think the second round is going to be where a lot of cornerbacks go, unfortunately.
So is – okay, since we didn't get this out of Nick Caserio.
Yeah, you asked me.
Comparing the depth of this draft with the Texans' needs – you know, what is a likely scenario of
Tell me what you believe the top three needs. I did an article on best positions in the draft. So you tell me what you believe.
Okay, I'm gonna say corner first.
Okay.
Interior line, defensive line second. And I'm not gonna say quarterback. Forgive quarterback. Although would they? Is there any way that, let's say, Kellen Mond is there in the fifth?
No, he'll go in the second, believe it or not.
Now what?
I'm calling every team I can get my hands on, and everyone says no later than the third.
What now?
Yeah, Kellen Mond, Kyle Trask, Davis Mills, those three guys.
Sam Ehlinger sitting there in the fifth.
No, for what? What do I want Sam Ehlinger for? Just stop. I'll get Sam Hell next year. What do you think the biggest needs are? Cornerback.
Corner, interior defensive line.
IDL, okay.
Yeah. And
what else?
I would say safety. I don't think linebacker.
Wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver? Okay. Here's how I see it. The worst position in the draft this year in terms of top-end talent and depth. But the best is wide receiver. Okay,
so you can get and depth is the most important thing because
there's depth in this wide receiver class to me. There's depth at tackle too.
Okay, name cornerback, third round wide receiver then.
Okay, I'll do that in 1 second. Cornerback, I've got fifth. Guess what I have last? Interior defensive line.
Oh, crap.
Is last place. As far as tackles are concerned, not tackles. As far as a wide receiver in the third round, I can actually name a bunch. I think there's a bunch. As a matter of fact, I would say fourth. You don't even look at a wide receiver.
I really
in the third
don't
round.
Think that that's something they'll do, though.
I think you wait until the fourth round.
I just don't think that wide receiver is such. I think that they're going to reach for a corner.
If you wanted third round, here's some guys. Amari Rodgers, but you need bigger guys. Amari's a slot. So I would say I think Tylan Wallace goes in a third. Maybe
Tylan
fourth.
Wallace would be.
Maybe fourth.
That would be all right.
Wallace
was there in the fourth, I would take Tylan Wallace.
Josh Palmer from Tennessee, potential fourth. I think Amon St. Brown, but he's more of a slot to me, potential fourth. Cornell Powell, fourth, fifth from Clemson. I like him a lot. Tamorion Terry's got too many character issues. Austin Watkins, UAB, fourth, fifth. That's another guy I kind of like. Jacob Harris, freak show tester from Central Florida. That's probably a fifth.
We could use a freak show, can't we?
Now, I'm trying to look for guys who are a little bigger and faster, not slot like smaller guys, because they already have a lot of the smaller guys. So that's what I'm trying to look for here. Shai Smith, these are guys who are going to play in a slot. I'm not as interested in that. Marquez Stevenson did not run as fast as hoped. I think he hurt his draft stock. It was already down a little bit, and now he ran in the 4.48 range. The wide receiver from Houston, everyone thought he's going to run in the low 4.3s. He slid to late day three now, I think, unfortunately.
And there was questions about his ability anyway, right? I mean,
well, that tape was a little. I mean, he wasn't a route runner.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Just like, okay, but well, if you're going to be raw, now. If you're going to be raw, yeah, he's great return ability. If you're going to be raw, you need to be fast. He's not big, so if you're going to be a raw route runner and you got a lot of, you know, you need to tighten up your game, well, then you better have some elite physical traits. And he ran a 4.48. That's not what you were hoping for.
Yeah. Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. So there would be a corner there that would be attractive in the third round.
Yeah.
There would be wide receivers that would be attractive in the fourth and fifth round.
Yes. That's how you probably parse this together, as you say, corner, probably the first pick. Wide receivers, you can go fourth, but I think even fifth, that you could find somebody who could become a factor earlier than Vincent Smith was, who was a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
If you want safety, it's a little safety. You can go about. You may have to go. Those guys get pushed up.
I think you're
going to
need a safety. I mean, you got. I mean, what is Lonnie? Are we sure Lonnie?
They're not
be
good.
Are
no.
we sure that Justin Reed is going
to
be around?
No. You need defensive backs.
Yeah.
Two picks in this draft need to be defensive backs. Maybe two corners. There could be as many as three. Two corners and a safety.
Yeah.
That's legitimate.
That'd be fine.
That's legitimate. I think you could even look at offensive line. One of the deepest positions is interior offensive line. It's center and guard. One of the best positions in the draft this year. Interior offensive line. I would tell you with Justin Britt having a one-year deal, with you having Max Sharping coming up on year number three, so you need, you know, and he's a four-year guy, you don't know if you're going to keep him or not. It's a big year for him. You just got a different. Who's your right tackle now? Is it going to be Cannon? We don't know.
Well, Cannon or some Titus.
You could have asked Nick Caserio. He wouldn't have answered.
Well, Cannon. Well, I think Cannon. Those three have got Tunsil, Cannon, and Howard have to be on the field.
Cannon's 32 years old.
Well, that's all right. This year he's got to be on the field.
I don't see a lot of positions where you say at running back you're not going to draft one in the first four rounds. But let's be honest. Mark Ingram and Mark and David Johnson are short-term guys. There's no answers. There's no solutions.
No. It's 927.
You could legitimately draft pretty much any position. You could even draft quarterback if you wanted to.
No, I could see in the six you get a running back.
Oh, yeah.
If Chuba's still around, you could draft him.
Chuba may be around. Running back coaches don't really like him. I don't know. If they don't like him, why don't I want him in a sixth? What's the difference? If I don't want him in a third, why do I want him in a sixth?
Well, no.
You either like him or you don't like him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, dude ran for 2,000.
Yeah, not last year.
No, not last Couldn't year even, at all.
He wasn't even the best running back on his team.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. That's not even arguable. 928 ESPN 97.5. TGS Insurance. You need some insurance against
them. These guys are the best. TGS Insurance is a first-round pick for you. A-rated insurance companies are what you should be looking for when it comes to your homeowner's insurance. And A-rated insurance companies are who they work with. And they work with a variety of them. And they shop for the best rate for you. Now, here's how the process works. You text the word money to 232323 because that's what you're going to save. And they will shop your particular address with a variety of A-rated insurance companies. It's a very, very fast process. So in most cases, you're going to get a firm quote back within 15 seconds once you give them your address. Now, from there, if you say, ooh, we can save $750 this year, you may say, ooh, we're going to save $1,300 with this company. Let's dig into this more. They can walk you through the entire coverage. It's going to be the same thing as the coverage that you have. If you want to do something extra like flood, you want to get something for an RV or for jewels that you have in the house, handguns, whatever it is that you say, we want this insured for more than what we have on the standard insurance, they'll do that for you as well. And just know this, they make it so easy that you're docu-signing something and you're done. Like, they handle everything else. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money right now to 232323. What do you have to lose except hundreds and sometimes thousands of your own money annually when you don't shop for homeowners insurance with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:32 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780. Did you guys see the Stuart Sink show this weekend?
Stuart Sink has a show?
Well, Stuart Sink won the HBC Heritage.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
The RBC.
HBCU?
RBC Heritage. The RBC.
The winner of the Historically Black College University Tournament is Stuart Sink. Ladies and gentlemen, that's ironic.
HBCU.
Nothing says HBCU like Stuart Sink.
Is he the guy
with
who has
white?
That?
Isn't he the one with the white halo?
Of the hat he wears. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know him. Anyway, his son caddied for him. The RBC Heritage.
Yeah.
His son caddied for him, and it was just awesome. He won it going away, and his wife and his kids were all there. I mean, that's neat. 47-year-old dude. I mean, it was fun. It was great. So
it was neat.
I mean, you guys didn't see
neat no, stuff.
Neat
was
stuff.
It?
No, yeah, neat stuff. That's what it was, Del. Okay, so congratulations, you two got your neat stuff in. It was actually very touching, and it was a nice moment.
Sounds awesome.
The older guys. This is another win for Stuart Sink here. Stuart Sink won last year, too.
John, you know today's Monday and not Saturday, right?
I mean, seriously.
Do I look like Charlie Epps to you?
Not at all.
What are you doing here? You know this isn't the golf. This is so deep. This is a golf show.
It's not section. Deep. It was the
Stuart
was the
Sink's
this
multiple
weekend.
Wins this year?
No.
That's pretty deep.
Over the last couple of years, okay?
Yeah, we're going Stuart Sink profile is a yes. little deep.
So you said he won the HBCU Classic.
The RBC.
When he won, did they give him a kente cloth?
Yes. He went to Jackson State.
I thought he went to Tennessee State.
RBC.
Did he kneel with the kente cloth around his neck like
no,
the senators did?
He didn't kneel with the, I don't know what that is.
You would recognize the colors.
No.
Remember when Pelosi and all those other senators knelt down and had the kente cloth on?
It's like a joke we would make on the show. No. Yeah. Like, not a real life thing.
It was
thing.
Very performative and meant nothing. I just assume when he won the HBCU Classic, they gave him a kente cloth.
It was the RBC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that? Was after...
was it the George Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't believe
kente cloth.
You... Can't believe you never.
Oh, I see it. Yeah,
yeah.
And they kneeled for a moment of silence in kente cloths.
Oh, God.
And every black person in America said, please stand up and take that off.
Take that thing
this
off, please.
This is the most ridiculous thing that we have ever seen. You must please stop this.
Stuart Sink, everyone cares art. It was very touching. It was wonderful. Congratulations to Stuart Sink and his family. Wonderful family.
Quick question for you. You like Urquidy, right? Jose Urquidy is your
That's
dude.
My guy.
That's your dude. Who would you rather have, Jose Urquidy or Shane Bieber?
Oh, what? Shane Bieber is one of the best pitchers. Shane Bieber just had his fourth consecutive game with 10 strikeouts.
Yeah, but you ain't calling him 10, Cy Bieber.
You mean the fourth with 11 or more. His strikeouts so far this year? That,
10 or more is the
you
record.
You ready? 6 innings, 6 1/3, 9, and 8. It's been 12,
Shane
12,
Bieber
11,
has
13.
Been one of the best pitchers of baseball for the last, I don't know how many years.
Unbelievable strikeout run right
yeah,
now.
Well,
an unbelievable strikeout.
I don't know if you heard, Shane Bieber's been really good for a while now.
Yeah, but is his nickname Cy Bieber like it's Cy Urquidy?
Cy Urquidy, no, I don't think he is. Did he have an outing like Urquidy the other day? No.
No, he had a
48
better one,
strikeouts
but,
in his first four games. Híjole. Four bad. Games, 48 strikeouts. Yeah, that's pretty... That's pretty skippy.
Apparently, it's a record. Four straight games with double-digit strikeouts. Apparently.
That seems impossible.
I don't know. But there's more. There are more records that really. Who keeps track of four games in a row?
Tim Kurkjian, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Last year, his strikeout total 77 1/3, 122 strikeouts. Like this guy, the first year 114 2/3, 118 strikeouts as a rookie. Okay, that's pretty good. Better than 1-1. The next year. 214 to 249. Ooh. The punch out 77 to 122 and now 29 to 48. Yikes. I like Shane Bieber's chances of being the. What he sounds like is it's getting ready to be the new Justin Verlander.
What? You think he's the new Justin Verlander?
Yeah, I actually do.
Well,
the guy's 6'3, 200. He's a little. He's heavier than 200 right now. That's what he's listed at. So he's not as. He's not as thick as Justin Bieber.
You're just in on. You do know he won a Cy Young a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I know when he had the big. But I'm talking about. That's why I think he's a. I think we're looking at the entire spectrum of dominance, which is hits, 10 innings pitch, strikeouts, 10 innings pitch, the ability to go deep, win total, ERA, WHIP. Mm-hmm. When you look at all this stuff, and I'm looking at all of it right now, this looks a lot like. I mean, yeah, he's on path to be that new guy.
Well,
I mean, not like it's. He was 8-1 last year.
I'm sorry.
Year.
He Cy Young well, last year. He was Cy Young last year. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Cy Young last year, yeah, but he was Cy Young. He
and he was Cy Young fourth the
no,
year before.
No, he finished fourth the year before. Yeah, last year felt like a throwaway year, but he was 8-1 with a 169. So in the last 2 years, he's 10-2 with an ERA that's going to be below 2. He's got 106 innings pitched. And 170 strikeouts.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, he's dominating. He's dominating.
He's at four. He's over 14 strikeouts per nine right now. He's at 14.7, which, of course, leads the league.
No one had that many Ks in the first four games since Nolan Ryan in 1978. Ooh, okay, there it is.
MVP last year.
Okay. All right. Bieber
so
became a thing last year.
So you would rather have Bieber than Urquidy, just to be fair.
I think it's a coin flip, but okay.
I'd rather have, guess who I'd rather have over Bieber? Easy. Fromber. Fromber over Bieber.
Yeah. Really?
When Fromber's finger gets
Fingers?
Back, ooh, it's going to be on when Fromber gets back. Keep talking reckless about Fromber's name, John. Watch what happens. You saw Fromber was the best pitcher in the American League last year, despite the rigged election of Shane Bieber, despite that rigged election.
So you don't think Shane Bieber should have won the Cy Young last year?
What?
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
You mean, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have won it.
You mean when Fromber.
Fingers should have won.
Fromber screaming stop the count whenever they were trying to.
Fromber at his 3.5 plus ERA should have won it over Shane Bieber.
Throw out the first two or three games.
How do you do that in a shortened season? You want to throw out like a quarter of the games he pitched?
But when Fromber was at his best.
What?
Better than Bieber.
What was Bieber at his best?
What did tell me what Bieber's best playoff game was.
Are you blaming him for the Indians not being great in the playoffs? Or
ooh,
not?
You said the I word. Yikes.
That's what they're called still. I didn't say the R word. I said the I word. They're still called that.
14 strikeouts per nine innings last year and this year.
Is that Fromber?
14.
Not Fromber. No,
14-2,
no,
okay. And now he's at 14-7.
No, be the Cy Young Award winner. Oh, okay. Not Fromber.
He's over here yelling, stop the count about Fromber.
Stop the count. Let's get Dr. Funyon in here. He wants to talk golf. What do you say, Dr. Funyon?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys are doing well. So that RBC tournament, pretty good tournament. One of the best tournaments all year, hands down by far. Almost better than the Masters. But I wanted to tell a story. So I found out that a patient of mine, he got to play at Augusta because his girlfriend reported on it. And I guess reporters, they do every year after the tournament or before the tournament, they do a raffle and they choose people to play on the tournament. She didn't want to play, which is kind of funny, wanting to play golf. He got to play at the tournament a couple of years ago, I believe he said. So, John, I think we should start talking more about golf so we can get your name into that that pool so you can play there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. More golf is, there's no question we should talk more golf on this show.
How much more golf? You have a golf show. You bring up random HBCU classics on here. How much more golf do you need to talk?
Every week we need to recap what happened over the weekend.
Do we?
Yeah, with the RBC coming up. Okay.
Have you talked to AJ about what he thinks about that drive time conversation?
You what?
Have you talked to AJ what he thinks about that drive time conversation?
Did AJ not call me during drive time and ask what his Masters picks? How were they? And
well, that's the Masters.
Yeah. And I said, yeah AJ, gambling. You got the best team. And AJ won
that's
it going
gambling.
Away.
Gambling's not real. You don't have to be a fan of a sport to gamble.
Well, you can gamble. No, they didn't
gamble.
You can gamble
on anything.
Well, guess what? Fantasy golf is just, it pays off just like every other right. at DraftKings.
Let's get a you DFS what? Show going on Saturdays right after yours.
I'm in a fantasy league, and I'm like next to last. My teams all suck.
That's what happens.
Yeah. That brings
us a good point since we're still talking golf. You have no idea, Stuart. Stuart Stink. I don't know why that's funny to me. It's Stuart Stink. He called him Stuart Stink. Family is wonderful, John. No one knows. You don't know that.
Yeah.
Wife is probably a beyond some cokehead. No one knows, John. No one knows.
Yes, they do. We saw
you don't
her
know
yesterday.
That? You don't
we
know.
We saw her yesterday. She was crying because Stuart was winning. Mm. She felt great for her husband. Not because she didn't have any more blow. Okay.
But he brings up a point. You don't know that.
She was
Do you know that?
She
Did you
was
ask
crying
her about it?
Because her husband was so awesome.
Did she tell you that?
And at 47 years old, here he is winning at Hilton Head. And you two are you don't know anything.
Do you know that she wasn't crying because she was
the
out
RBC,
of the
RBC? Way to go!
You don't know that, John.
Yeah,
Stuart Stink is so stupid, but it makes me laugh.
Hey, when we come back from my last segment, I want to bring up Jake Paul.
No,
so
you
there
don't.
Was, yeah, I mean you could wager on it, and he fought a UFC fighter on a pay per view event, and something happened. We'll tell you what happened in case you don't know. And now. Yeah. He's the same guy that knocked out Nate Robinson. You know, the basketball player came in. Everyone thought, oh, Nate. I mean, it doesn't matter how tall Nate is. Nate's a professional athlete. Nate got bulldozed. And we'll tell you about this time he fought a UFC fighter, and we'll tell you what happened in a boxing ring when we come back. It's 9:43 right here. I want to tell you about Gulf Coast Chevrolet. Speaking of people getting bulldozed, you are getting bulldozed when you go to dealerships that aren't my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Not always. There's some other dealers out there, I'm sure, that are fine. I mean, they're fine. They're neat, whatever. But I know that when we're dealing with Buick, you can get up to 18% off when it comes to MSRP. 18% off the MSRP. That's a real thing that's going on right now. When we're talking about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, we're also talking about a chance to work with Craig DeSerf and Rick Drenner and their sales staff to make sure that you're getting the very best offers on your GMC products. On your Chevy products, like the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. Listen, there's never been a better time than right now. The MSRP drops, the percentage drops, and the dealer cashbacks are insane. Go to LanceZCars.com, see the entire list of programs that they have available for you, and look at the entire inventory. And just know this, their customer service is second to none. This is why you need to be with my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They're located in Angleton, but you can handle most, if not all, the car buying experience online at LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:46 on ESPN 97.5. So Lance wanted to talk about. Let's go to Lance Dell and see
about Jake Paul.
About Jake Paul. See what he thinks about Jake Paul.
Huh. I guess we're done with that topic.
That was
thanks, Lance.
Thanks for that input, Lance, on Jake Paul. So I saw all over that, you know, Jake Paul, everybody said that Ben Askren needs to just quit now, the world.
I guess so.
Apparently he needs to quit the world because Jake Paul just knocked his ass out.
Yeah, losing to Jake Paul, it appears to be more embarrassing than you might imagine. Like, Nate Robinson got his chin checked and everyone was like, bye, Nate. Askren's next.
And Askren's a UFC fighter. But the difference is, he is more of a grappler. I mean, you know, low kick. He can
even
do
still,
the low
he's
kick.
Got, he's a fighter.
Yeah, but the disciplines are totally different.
Yeah, right.
That's like saying, you're a baseball player. How can you not hit? Well, but I'm a pitcher. Yeah, but you swing a bat. Yeah, I mean, I swing a bat when I'm a National Leaguer when I get, but I'm not a hitter. I'm a pitcher. That's what that is. Askren got in. And by the way, Jake Paul was the favorite. The betting favorite was Jake Paul. It was not Askren, and now we know why. He was knocked out in the first round by a big right hand. And apparently Jake Paul, who's not a small guy, he's got some thunder in his right hand. But did you see the press conference? Did either one of you see the press conference? Jake Paul is so belligerent, and you can already tell, A, he's kind of an a-hole in real life. There is the Paul brothers, that's, you know, they're the YouTube generation that comes up as YouTube performers.
What are they famous for?
One of them, was it Jake that was in the woods in Japan where a bunch of dead bodies where people go to commit suicide? That's why he got, is that Logan Paul that did that, I think, Jake's brother? There's two of them, the Paul brothers. Which one, Dell?
I don't remember who the one with the suicide
one
forest
of them
thing.
Got their YouTube account banned for that, or Facebook or YouTube. But this guy's pretty big. Like, Jake is pretty big, and now he's talking about fighting Conor McGregor. Well, I can promise you Conor McGregor, and the way he talks is kind of Conor McGregor-ish. I am right now praying that Conor McGregor – now, Jake Paul's a lot bigger than Conor, I think. I'm not sure what Conor's walk-around weight is. But Jake versus Conor McGregor, because Jake is going to talk a lot in the buildup, and Conor will talk a lot – and at some point, it's going to turn into an absolute melee at some point. And what Jake Paul probably doesn't realize is you're not running with a crew. Conor's got a whole crew of hooligans and thugs from Ireland. Like, real...
They throw chairs through buses.
Yeah, they attack the bus. Like, he's going to go too far down that... He punched an old man in a bar because he wouldn't take his bourbon. Scotch or whatever his bourbon. He punched him right in his face. I don't want this.
Irish whiskey. Trash. Don't call it scotch. Did you call
Irish,
it scotch?
No. Irish whiskey.
Bourbon? What the hell?
Dell, delete that. Dump that. Irish whiskey.
No, it's there forever.
Because I don't want Conor and his friends attacking me. But he's going to try to do his little chit-chatty stuff that he does. And it's going to turn...
Who do you like in this one?
I mean, Conor did box. No, I got like Conor McGregor. Conor's actually Jake Askren is a guy who is an entertaining guy to listen to.
Jake Paul or Ben Askren? Which one?
No, I'm sorry, Ben Askren.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben Askren is an interesting guy to listen to, but he's not Conor boxed. He trained to box for over a year. He still does that as one of his disciplines. He fought Floyd Mayweather and had some moments where he looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Floyd had control of that.
No, he's
never
got a lot more
mistake.
Boxing skill, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But if he's got one-punch knockout power, Jake Paul, and Conor McGregor's not 215 pounds. He's not that kind of big. I don't know how big Jake Paul is, but he looked a lot bigger than Ben Askren. And Ben's also known as a chirper. But you need somebody with some real boxing. Like, Jake Paul will get whipped if he gets in against a seasoned boxer. Jake Paul wants to make as much money as possible because he's a YouTube fella. But guess what? Conor McGregor is all about making as much money as possible. Mm-hmm. And I would rent Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor. I would rent it.
Jake Paul is 191 and a half.
Oh, I mean,
at least that's what
he's
weighed
not cutting
at.
Weight either. That's his walk-around weight.
That's
Conor
what he
McGregor would be.
He looked like he was in pretty good shape, though.
I mean, he is good in good shape.
A lot more better shape than Askren.
He doesn't have to cut to make a weight class.
Yeah.
Now, if Conor McGregor's smart, he would put a catch weight in there and say, all right, you got to get down to this weight. Or that might even be worse because then he would just load up after the weigh-in and he's going to be 40 pounds heavier than McGregor. My guess is Conor McGregor doesn't walk around much heavier than
170. Yeah.
Probably. At best.
Yeah. Well, that Jake Paul is a thing. I mean, honestly.
But he is a thing. He's a.
How much money did they make off that?
He made $690,000 and Askren made like $500,000 in that neighborhood.
Huh. I don't know. There's some story about him having $75 million or something.
Oh, he does. No, he's a YouTube kid.
He had an interesting week. He was accused of forcibly.
Yep.
Another YouTuber, I believe.
Another YouTuber.
Or was it TikTok? I don't remember. But he allegedly forcibly. What was it? Oral sex? I don't remember exactly what it was. But he forced something on a girl. Allegedly.
He had a big weekend.
He had an eventful week. Now, this happened previous, but he had an eventful week dealing with that and then, you know, fighting as well.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, what with the forced oral, whatever.
What's going to be interesting is if Dana White.
We've got enough of that here.
If Dana that's White true. Gets involved with this and tries to get his little piece of this, because Conor McGregor, I have to see what Conor's contract status is, but you know Dana would love to promote that mm-hmm. and put it on a card. Like, he would love to get his hands on that one. So it would be interesting to see how that got promoted because it would make a ton of money. Conor McGregor.
Well, I guess the UFC, the brand, would definitely help as far as sales went, especially if it was in. Yeah, that would help tremendously probably. But you know Dana. He's going to want to pay you as little as he has to pay you.
No, but the money that's coming in, you get a fat. He pays guys who bring in money. They get fat paychecks. They get fat paychecks. That money, that would he'd make $2 million on that fight.
Who would? Dana?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul?
Yeah. Conor would probably make three. It would make... That fight would make a minimum of 10 times the amount that this last one did. A minimum. If UFC were behind it...
What did Conor...
And the marketing arm, it would be on
what
everything...
What did Conor make against...
Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah. I mean, he made a way more than
Oh, way more than million, that. But this isn't Floyd Mayweather and...
No, I know, but I don't think... Would Conor even do it for $3 million? I doubt it. Not after the big payday he got from the Mayweather.
That's one fight, maybe.
Speaking of being accused, Aaron Donald was accused of assault. You saw the picture of the dude?
We should 100% cover this, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He was accused, and we even talked about it. Did you see the video that came out?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Aaron Donald not only did not do this... He actually was trying to keep people off of this dude, even though a bottle was swung and grazed Aaron Donald previously by the guy who got beat up. Aaron tried to protect him. Once it got out, this guy's lawyer had to apologize, and the guy had to apologize. This was a money grab.
Yep.
This is 100% a money grab.
It absolutely was. Well, there's one really, really rich guy there. I got my ass kicked. Well, now, allegedly, it was Aaron Donald's people. He made $49 million off that fight, didn't he? How much did he make?
No, he made $30 million. Floyd made $100 million on that fight.
Yeah. I mean, so for $3 million, there's no chance he does it. Anyway, Aaron Donald,
maybe not.
Aaron Donald was not guilty. He was not the reason that this dude got his ass kicked. Aaron Donald was the reason he might be alive today. But the guy said it was Aaron Donald's people. So I wonder if in any way, shape, or form, Aaron Donald's going to be. Well, not anymore. Not after the dude lied that it was Aaron Donald that beat him up. I don't know how he can come back and now say, well, it was his guy, so we're going to sue Aaron Donald. No, what? No? No. So that's good. No, Aaron Donald did. The retraction is never as
I retweeted it yesterday because I want to make sure I get it out because, what a scumbag thing. They had the video. They knew. Like, how do you come out there and you put Aaron Donald in the mix and like, oh, the videos we saw was spliced together. Dude, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You should be embarrassed. This was a straight cash run is exactly what it looks like. It looks like a cash run on a guy's good name. You're blasting this guy's good name.
Is that what's happening to Sean?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
I guess we're going to find out what's going on, but I know what happened with Aaron Donald. No, that's absolutely 100% not what I'm saying. I don't know what happened there, and you don't either, and that's that. I do know that there's video that shows that Aaron Donald had nothing to do with it.
That is that. Thank God for. I mean, this is there's got to be a video of everything everywhere. So Aaron Donald having that. Otherwise, Aaron Donald might have been found guilty and paying this dude. because he got his ass kicked, and it's believable that Aaron Donald could kick this dude's ass. Although every witness there said Aaron Donald didn't do it. So
yeah, it looked like this case wasn't going to go even without the video, but at least without the video, he could kind of push this a little bit, but visual evidence says you're wrong or really lying. So you might want to come correct with the apology because now Aaron Donald's in the position to sue you. Defamation, right? Yeah. At a minimum, he's not going to do it.
He probably won't.
What's he going to get out of that guy?
You know what he should get to do? A punch in the stomach. You did this to me. I'm not going to hit you in the face. You've been through a lot. But you did swing a bottle that grazed me, and you did try to ruin my name and steal part of my money.
Punch in the stomach?
I can tell you what Kai Proctor would do in this particular situation.
Is he he's a character from Banshee, isn't he?
Yeah. What Kai Proctor would do is minimum, you get punched in the stomach.
He just names Kai Proctor, and luckily I've watched the show, so I know what he's talking about.
But you know what? If I were Aaron Donald, I'd say, look, I understand. I'm not going to sue you.
Kai Proctor would do worse.
But I do want a punch in the stomach. So you can tighten up your stomach if you want, but I'm going to punch you as hard as I can in the stomach. Would that be fair?
He was the Amish kingpin in the show.
Yeah, still is. Do you think that's fair? Man law?
Do you think Kai had a healthy relationship with Lily Simmons?
I don't think that's when your niece wakes up topless in your bed during one scene. No, I don't think that's a great relationship.
I said healthy. I didn't say
healthy
great
relationship. Now, John, answer my question. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a fair man law where one guy doesn't have money? You could go back and sue him, and he would go back and should countersue somebody with money. This guy doesn't have that kind of money. But you can't just call me out of my name, make me look bad, say I did this to you. Like, there has to be some kind of form of punishment. Yeah. I think punch in the stomach is reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm not saying hammer to the fist, to the foot or the hand or something. I'm just saying punch in the stomach.
Actually.
You could do that.
A hammer to the hand?
I'm just going. Now, my guess is Aaron Donald could punch really hard.
Yeah, I guess. What would Kai Butley do? I don't know.
Kai Proctor?
Oh. What would Kai?
No, I mean, it's going to be way worse than what Aaron Donald would do.
That dude wouldn't live if he did that to Kai Proctor.
It would be way worse than what Aaron Donald would do. But I think Aaron Donald punched in the stomach, and he goes, we're good. We're even now. Probably the conversion rate is probably two punches.
What if he had internal bleeding and died then because of Aaron Donald? Now what? Now how do you
feel
about
it? What if that video just magically disappeared and Aaron Donald lost $250,000 in his good name from it?
Well, he didn't, though, did he?
Well, you have a physician there, and you check, and if there's internal bleeding, you get in and you fix
You think
it.
You should be promoting violence?
Yeah, that's nice, Lance.
Guys, we can't
you're
just let...
proctologist.
Okay, so what's Aaron Donald's
what
recourse?
What did you call him? Proctologist? What did you say?
No. Yeah, you and your Kai
When you start watching this show, you'll be addicted. Trust me.
Kai, well...
Yeah, I bet you he doesn't talk about it as much as you do.
Yeah. Do you watch it with your wife and kids?
No chance.
No, that's not a kid's show.
How about your wife? Do you share it with her? You two share it together?
No, it's when he watches stuff in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Part of the, it would be what you get to watch if you bid on time with Lance.
Or with his towel on the bed.
Yeah, if you, remember.
Well, sometimes with my wife.
Why is the towel
my
on
My wife
the
comes
bed?
In the room and I'll play because a scene and I go, ooh, look what's happening on the screen. She goes, why are you watching this? I'm like, they'll be fighting soon enough.
Yeah.
This is just a different
When we
part
auction
of
off an afternoon with Lance, Banshee will be on. You can either watch it in the bathroom with him or
on his bed with a towel.
Yeah, a bigger towel than, as John will point out, Deshaun would have.
Lance
it's his
has
dinner
a much
towel.
Bigger towel.
I
it's
didn't
dinner
realize.
Lance needs a bigger towel.
Logan Paul is way bigger than Jake Paul. I didn't
for
realize
eating.
That.
Yeah. Are
you done, Lance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can put it out there. You
Bye,
can do
bitch.
It.
There it is. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN. 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.